Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And now we want to say hello to Martin, who's got his two dogs and a lead on leads. Hi, Martin.
Hi,
tell
Ryan.
Us a bit about your job.
2 years ago now, Ryan, next month, I was lucky enough to get a call from our local tourist office. I've been training and competing with sheepdogs at sheepdog trials since I was 9 years old.
Have you really?
So 2 years ago, I got a call from the tourist office that a group of Danish tourists want to see some dogs working. So they came to my house and saw them working. They were gobsmacked, so the idea came to me that maybe this was a runner. So I've set up Atlantic Sheepdogs now in North Sligo. You'll pass it on your way to Donegal.
Teach people how to corral the dogs, corral the sheep.
Yeah, show them how dogs herd sheep and show them that the dogs know their left from their right.
Who have you got here?
This is Nell and this is Sweep.
I don't know why, but they look like the healthiest dogs I've ever seen. They just look happy and healthy.
And they just love all the attention they're getting from all the children.
They're loving it.
They're having a great day.
They're beautiful dogs that maybe Jim Henson might have created in his workshop, Fraggle Rock or something. They're gorgeous. They look like they can talk.
Well, they can just in their own ways.
Yeah, of course. when I was a kid, there was a program on a Sunday on BBC called One Man and His Dog.
Yes.
And that involved the guy shouting at dogs and whistling and going, shep, shep, whoop, whoop. Do you do all that stuff?
I was on it.
You were on it?
Yeah, and 20 years ago.
As a little kid.
I was 12 years old, yeah. So I was on it, and my father's been on it. And
so that program did exist.
And still does, yeah. But hopefully it'll be back.
It'll be back with you in charge. And do you do the whistles and all that?
Yeah.
Stuff? Can I hear some of the whistles you might do for the dog? You actually have a whistle. You don't do the.
No, I can. You can, but this.
Give
this
us a go.
Carries. So for.
Are these guys going to go mad and corral the children and put them in a pen?
Well,
let's see
not.
What happens.
So,
okay.
If you want a dog to go right, we just go.
Go on, do it again.
And then their left one is just. So they know left from right from just the different sounds that you make.
I've never seen two more confused dogs in my life. But they're great. They're great little whistles, aren't they? Where do you buy that? Don't say the internet.
No, there's an International Sheepdog Society.
Yeah, of course there is.
So. That's where we buy
that's
them.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so some people use their fingers, some people use voice, but the whistle just carries further
away. Does the job.
They can work up to a mile away, maybe further, so they can hear the sounds and know left from right or stop or look behind them or
I'm glad I didn't interview you by phone today because you've got passion in your eyes talking about this. That is lovely to see. It's great. Martin, thank you.